Suspected Olympic bomber Eric Robert Rudolph was captured on Saturday by a 21-year-old rookie policeman in Murphy, North Carolina. The man at the top of the FBI's most wanted list appears today before a judge in Asheville, North Carolina, and federal prosecutors will begin to determine where his case will be tried. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The arrest scene was more suggestive of a small-town prowler incident than the snagging of a fugitive who once had 200 federal agents on his trail. A young police officer spots a man hunched behind milk crates outside the Save-A-Lot grocery store. It's 4 a.m., still dark. When the man makes a run for it, the officer orders him to the ground at gunpoint, and there's a quick surrender. At first, the man gives a false name, but shortly after his arrest, an admission. He tells officers he is indeed the man they recognize from the most wanted posters still pinned to a police station corkboard. The most notorious act that Eric Robert Rudolph is accused of is the 1996 bombing at the crowded Centennial Olympic Park during the Summer Olympics in Atlanta. The bomb was left hidden in a backpack. When it exploded, it killed one woman and sent hundreds running in fear. Ken Alexander of Emory University was the U.S. attorney in Atlanta at the time.
The Olympic bombing was an act of violence on an international stage, so the fact that somebody has been charged with that crime and has been found and is going to face justice, I think, is just a great thing.
Rudolph stands accused of other bombings, too. One was at a gay nightclub in Atlanta, another at a Birmingham clinic that performs abortions. Altogether, the bombings killed two people and injured about 150. How Rudolph stayed at large for so long is a question that baffles authorities. Chris Swecker is the FBI agent in charge of the Rudolph investigation.
We're going to follow all the logical leads about where he's been. I mean, our focus is going to be gathering any other evidence that's out there. We're going to focus on what he's been doing for the last 5 years.
Swecker has agents searching the expanse of the North Carolina woods near where Rudolph was captured, and more will be arriving this week. They're trying to determine if anyone helped house or feed Rudolph, who, despite 5 years on the run, appeared relatively clean and healthy on Saturday. Swecker warns that anyone who might have aided Rudolph could be prosecuted.
There is a statute, a federal statute, called harboring a fugitive. It's a felony. It's on the books, and it's been used in the past.
The 36-year-old Rudolph, a former soldier, was one of six kids. His father died of cancer when Rudolph was in his early teens. An FBI profiler says Rudolph believed one drug could have helped his father, but the federal government hadn't approved it. The profiler says that event created a level of resentment that sparked Rudolph's extreme views. He became a follower of the white supremacist Christian Identity religion. The sect is anti-abortion, anti-gay, and anti-Semitic. Rudolph is scheduled to appear before a federal judge today in Asheville for an identity hearing. If he says yes, he is the person who's been charged with the bombings, then all eyes look to Washington, where the Justice Department will determine whether to send him to Birmingham or Atlanta. Former U.S. Attorney Ken Alexander explains federal prosecutors in both these cities have charged Rudolph, and undoubtedly each would like first dibs at bringing him to justice. But in the end, Alexander says the case will be strong in either place.
The evidence is cumulative. It's not as if you just present the Atlanta case or just present the Birmingham case. He's charged with all of the bombings, so in either place, the evidence of the other bombings would come in. So I think it's just going to be a matter of what the Attorney General decides as far as the best venue.
Rudolph faces six federal counts of using explosives, charges that carry the possibility of the death penalty. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.